This is a waste transfer facility on Chicago's South Side. It's kind of a temporary dump. Garbage trucks pick up trash from people's homes and pile it up here. The piles are then packed onto even bigger trucks and hauled to landfills far away. Chris Martell looks over the mounds of trash here. Martell is an engineer and a solid waste expert.
There's a lot of different paper types there. There's plastic bottles, all things that are recyclable.
But they're probably not going to be recycled. They're going to a landfill. That's why Martell is here. He works for a consulting firm called CDM, or Camp Dresser McKee. The city of Chicago has hired the company to dig through residents' trash and figure out what exactly people are throwing away. Martell has been doing waste sorts like this for more than a decade. As we walk to another part of the building, he remembers his first one fondly.
That's when I fell in love with my wife. After giving her flowers out of the trash, and stuffed animals out of the trash.
She didn't even mind they were recycled. We get to the waste sorting area. There's a group of workers surrounded by dozens of large and small bins.
That boom was the tipper dropping the waste load.
A rugged yellow loader dumps about 300 pounds of garbage at our feet. It's a sample from one of the large piles in the facility. A team starts sorting through the garbage. Scott Ketty is one of them. He picks up a plastic garbage bag.
We just open it up and see what kind of surprises lie inside. Like, it could be this number one plastic PET bottle, or this rigid plastic thingamajobber that did something for somebody at one point, which is different than that.
They're sorting them into 81 different containers. Each one is for a kind of paper, plastic, metal, food, or some other piece of trash. The point is to figure out how much of each material people are throwing out and where it's all coming from. Suzanne Malik McKenna is commissioner for Chicago's Department of Environment. She says the tough thing about creating a recycling program in a city like Chicago is the diversity. Not only do you have residents and businesses creating waste, but restaurants, prisons, manufacturers for car parts, each of these creates a different kind of garbage. The city has been trying to come up with a recycling program that works for everyone for 20 years. Malik McKenna says the study will help the city decide how to manage it all.
You can't have a cookie-cutter approach for a city this diverse. You got to come up with a range of different kind of program options for it. We'll come up with the right mix.
But while the city figures recycling out, the garbage will keep piling up in landfills. Martell, the waste expert, says he hopes that waste is reduced soon. He says most people don't understand the sheer quantities of garbage that are out there.
Unless you physically see and touch it, you don't realize what a large amount it is and what the implications are and how easy it is to divert these materials.
Big cities around the country are realizing this and working on a solution. For the Environment Report, I'm Mike Rhee.